From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Pour moi, c'est d'abord une main tendue. Oui, une main
France
tendue.
And Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault is hosting an international conference to promote a two-state solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Delegates from more than 70 countries are attending the Paris meeting. Neither Israeli nor Palestinian representatives are present. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the meeting is futile and rigged against Israel. Delegates to the meeting oppose Israeli settlements in territories claimed by the Palestinians, including East Jerusalem. Monitors say artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter Sunday near Damascus, killing or wounding at least 30 civilians. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called the attack at the Barada Valley town of Deir Kanun a massacre. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 7 civilians were killed, 2 wounded, when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in an eastern border region. The Afghan Interior Ministry says the blast took place in the village of Bargoli in Nangarhar province. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb. The incident happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same area abducted 13 seminary teachers. A spokesman for Gambian President-elect Adama Barrow confirmed Sunday that his inauguration will take place on January 19th, despite incumbent President Yahya Jammeh's refusal to step down from office. Barrow flew to Senegal, after the West African regional bloc ECOWAS failed to persuade Mr. Jammeh to hand over power when his current 5-year term of office ends. This is VOA News.